Today in chapel, I want to introduce two of my friends, our friends, two of your people, and our interns this year, Kristen and Noah Livingston. Kristen and Noah are 2007 Hope College graduates, which means that they are alumni. They have spent significant time in what I like to call the soil of hope. They are now studying, they're in their middle year at Western Theological Seminary, and what we want to do this morning, before everyone flies off north, south, east, or west, or just stays here in the soil of hope, is just kind of have a conversation and get to know them a little bit, as they're going to be here working alongside of us and loving us, and we loving them. I pride ourselves as being the kind of place that can not only receive love, but can give love. So let's spend a little bit of time getting to know Noah and Kristen. First of all, you both are Hope College graduates. How
That's
did
right.
you meet at Hope?
That is a question.
That is a question. We met in Health Dynamics. Believe it or not, it's true. It
That's
can happen.
Awesome.
We did. It was.
I didn't know that.
Really? Yeah, it's true. Although we didn't. So even sometimes those classes, you know, the core classes are valuable. They're worth paying attention
right.
to.
Liberal arts education.
That's right.
So little did we know, we observed the October rule, as I come to hear about it, and did not start dating, in fact, until halfway through our sophomore year.
That's true.
So little did we know, we're
did
falling
you,
to the same.
Did you wait that
but it works.
To date him? Or
that's a more complicated story. But we were good friends and cared about similar things.
So help that. What did you study while you were at Hope?
I was a music major, so I spent a lot of time over at Nykerk. Music majors, yeah. Which is great. I was a percussion performance.
So you banged the drum.
Yes.
Right. And I studied English and religion minor.
Nice. Now what got you to Hope College originally, and what happened to you while you were at Hope? And specifically in your kind of life with God, and how did that mature? How did that change?
I'll go first. I am from Central Illinois, which probably very few of you are from. I'm from a town called Peoria.
And that's where I'm
from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peoria. Is
so
that
go,
right?
Eureka.
Eureka, I'm sorry.
Eureka.
Close.
Yeah, so that road was not traveled very much when I was at Hope. I have a lot of love for the Chicagoans, but came from there and came to Hope. And when I came in the fall of 2003, something that I think, as I look back, I didn't really have good patterns or categories in my mind for what it was to be a believer of Jesus and be a student. And I don't know if anyone else can resonate with this, but I just had these decisions. Do I go to the Bible study or do I do my homework? As if it has to be an either or. But a lot of my kind of real formation happened while I was here. And I began to love the arts. I didn't think I was an artist before I came to Hope. And there were a lot of real rhythms that got set from being in classes and being in Phelps and having those kind of conversations that really do shape you, and having great profs that spoke life-giving words into my life, and just living in the soil, as we say, that metaphor, just being here does put a certain mark on you and the way your worldview is crafted.
Yeah. I grew up in a little town called Hillsdale, Michigan. It's down by Buzzworth. Yeah, Hillsdale.
Hillsdale. All right. Welcome.
Found my way to Hope College. I'd never heard of the RCA before coming to Hope. Never, ever, ever.
That's
and, but one of the things I found at Hope was that I didn't realize it at the time. But some of my favorite things about Hope were actually. Were deeper than Hope. They're like in dialogue with this thing called the Reformed tradition, which I was just beginning to hear about. Those of you who are seniors, or maybe those who aren't, know that you'll be doing a life view, a worldview paper at the end of when you're wrapping up your time here at Hope. And that is a conviction straight out of the Reformed tradition. So And another thing, kind of like what Kristen said about the fact that we don't, that you don't divide being a good student from loving Jesus, that those aren't two different things. And for me, especially as a musician, some of the things that I began to get at Hope was that being a good artist has everything to do with loving Jesus. I mean, I was a performance major, so this means lots of time in a practice room by yourself. So it's one of those things. You're like, I'm spending, you know, hours and hours in a practice room by myself. What good is this doing for the kids who are starving in Africa? Like this is one of the, you know, the questions that I was thinking through. So what does this mean? How can I justify practicing for this many hours when there's so much tangible need in the world? So those are some things I began to interact with, and I was led to some good growth by Trig and Banner.
What was the answer to that question?
That's a complicated one, but really briefly.
That's all right.
It has
things that are complicated.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Thanks, Trig. Yeah. It has something to do with God being a creating God and the fact that God is still speaking.
That's a good answer. Okay. you're in seminary now, and you're actually at Western Theological Seminary.
Just next door.
This is not what you had originally thought.
No.
If
mm-hmm.
I remember correctly. Mm-hmm.
That's
you
correct.
You didn't think you were going to stick around here.
We did not think that.
What in you kind of led you to a sense of calling to ministry mm-hmm. and wanting to pursue that with more education?
Mm-hmm. Well, we took some year off in between. And the odd thing was we had a lot of friends who were still here, and so we're, for one reason or another, placed in Holland, and totally unexpectedly, we thought, well, let's live life together and continue living with this community that's given us a lot of life, and we were actually pretty serious about looking at another school, Regent College in Vancouver, British Columbia, and it's a great place, and that's where we had set our minds for a long time, but actually, through the course of some conversations that in between year, we thought, you know, we should just check Western out. We should just see if that's a place where we could grow. And the odd thing, and maybe you can all resonate with this too, sometimes the way God moves in our lives, before it feels like we've decided that we're going somewhere or choosing some major, some career path or whatever large decision we make, it's as if we already know the answer. And we're not sure one day how that happened. And of course, it's a process, but we really felt called to seminary and called specifically to go next door to Western. And it's just the unusual delight to be able to still be with some people here that have given us a lot of life. And
right.
And honestly, to be with you all. We're really grateful to still kind of partake in the life here.
Well, that leads me to one of my last questions for us, is that as you kind of step back in now to a different season in your life, a different season in the life of Hope, what are you hoping for Hope?
Yeah. I hope to walk with some of you people, to maybe talk with artists about these issues of what does it mean to be artists in a world that is really broken, and how do we do that? How do we live in that? And also just to say that Jesus is Lord, and we've graduated, and there is life after Hope, and sometimes that's worth keeping in mind, because Hope sometimes it's difficult to conceive of something after these 4 years, but it does. There is life afterwards, and that actually makes Hope more important, makes what we do here more important.
And we also recognize that a lot of things do kind of become patterns while you have this real luxury, actually, to be studying.
Yeah.
And I love to swap some stories. I love to hear what you're all asking, what kind of questions you're wondering through. So we'd love to meet with some of you and walk that kind of road with you.
So all I have to say, that you are available to
our email addresses.
So we have
up on the screen, maybe afterwards.
Afterwards,
maybe in a little bit.
We'll have that up on our website. Yeah. If you're interested in coming along and hearing more from Noah and Kristen yeah. and them getting to know you, Gmail them at this address. You know, one of the things as a pastor is you get to see people kind of grow in, along the way, and I've gotten to see Noah and Kristen the last few years mature, and the scripture comes to mind of a tree planted by streams of living water. And that's really who I've seen the both of you coming. And it also gives me hope that it's happening. We don't have to make it happen. That we love each other. We love the word. And our roots grow deeper in the soil of the big hope. Not of an institution, but of the kingdom of God. And as that happens, we gain the stature to start not only receiving, but giving back. And as you head into fall break, I hope that you each have just a blessed time. I hope that each of you gets some good rest. You use your heads. You drive safe if you're driving. You come back to us safely if you're driving back. And that you love each other. But I want to pray on our way out and just say I love you. And I can't wait for the second quarter to begin. So let's pray. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or take the paths that sinners tread or sit in the seat of scoffers, but their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on this law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, whose leaf never withers, and in all that they do they prosper. Lord, I pray you will make us like trees, growing deeper in the soil of hope so that we might grow and taller towards your light. Of your Son, Jesus Christ. May each of us receive the grace you give us through your Holy Spirit, that in your Spirit we might say no to sin and say yes to salvation, which is yes to you, Jesus, who said yes to us. So send us out now, Lord, in the assurance of your life and love for us in Christ. And everyone said, Amen. Amen. Go in peace, my friends.